Guys, welcome back to Horror in Heels. Alicia's talking about how much she just loves New York weather, i.e. the snow. And do you see so we have a friend in Minnesota too, and she was talking about the weather. -17.
I can't. That doesn't even sound, that's not even wet. That's a refrigerator. That's what your refrigerator should be at when you're trying to make ice cubes. Like
ice cubes. Yeah. That's ice making temperature.
Yeah. Not human living weather.
Come to us science people. We know that's not ice cube making temperature. We're just making a point. Please, we don't care. We don't. I promise you, we don't want the actual.
Please, no. If it bothers you that much, please do email, because I would love to read that email.
That's true. You on know, the show. You are so passionate about this. Please, we'll read it. Stephanie, thank you for the lovely Spotify review.
Yes. 5 stars from Stephanie, one of our listeners and fellow horror fan group members.
Yes. And yeah, if you would like a lovely shout out like that, well, you got to like, rate, review, subscribe, do all those things. Yes.
Oh, and it's new on Spotify that you can give ratings now on podcasts. So.
Yeah, that's a 2022 feature.
Yeah.
And also, rest in peace, Betty White and Bob Saget.
Oh, yeah, sad times.
Comedy.
What happens when we go off the air for too long?
Just yeah, we can't. Chaos. Apparently, we can't take hiatuses anymore. That's what the universe is telling Jenna.
Chaos just ensues when we take a break.
When we leave you guys. So today we are talking. Now you had seen this. I had never seen this. Yes. Mama. Mm-hmm. I liked it.
It's one of my favorites of the 2000s.
Guillermo del Toro. Yes, I just like saying his name.
Guillermo.
And he's like saying, homegrown bitch, you are butchering that. He's like, just because Spanish family does not mean you can pronounce that correctly.
I'm still trying to say words.
Dressed like my toddler. I'm just trying to say words here. This was a lot better than the premise led me to believe it would be. Mm.
Do you remember when it was in theaters?
I don't, but to be fair, I think our constant listeners know I'm not a big fan of the theater.
Oh, yeah, you don't like going to the movies. Well, I was just asking because I was wondering if you remembered why you didn't want to see it from the trailer. Like, because that's why we went to see it, because we just thought the trailers looked cool.
What year was this again?
2013.
Yeah, you want me to think that far back?
It's fine. No, it was just a quick question.
I'm elderly now. I'm middle-aged, Jen.
Stop it. You stop that. No, I just mean, like, I thought, like, you could be like, oh, no, I saw it and thought that it was going to be stupid because of the CGI or something like that.
No. I don't even remember seeing ads for this. It missed me completely. So sitting home this morning and watching this, I was in the sheets, not in the streets.
There you go.
Really watched at the same time. Had to wait for her punk ass LA West Coast time difference to finally wake up.
Why you're hating on, now you gotta hate on my time zone just because. You people love to hate on LA, and I don't understand why.
I'm just like,
we have no beef with the East Coast.
We have no beef.
I'm saying it here. The West Coast has no beef with the East Coast, but y'all are always trying to pick a fight.
What you said to me is, now you knew I was wine drunk last night. Yeah. Did I or did I not make that very clear?
Yes, you did.
So when you said, Alicia, we should watch this together in the morning. What you should have said is, drunko, remember my morning is your mid-afternoon.
No, I meant it. I was like, if I'm awake and I happen to be awake when you did it, otherwise I'd have been like, I'm going to sleep. I'll watch it later. Have fun.
Oh, did you think you'd still be up at like 6 a.m. when I woke up, which would be 3 a.m. your time? Was that your point?
Oh, no, I just meant whenever you watch it. I was like, whenever you watch it, just let me know when you're going to watch it. And I didn't want you to plan anything around me.
No, I was just kind of waiting to see when you were up and jumped on Messenger.
Doing things.
I was doing other stuff. No, I wasn't. That sounds real productive. I was just watching other stuff on TV.
But yes, this movie, this is a good one. It's
a very unique premise. I don't know that I've seen a premise. I mean, I've seen ghost stories before, but this is a very unique take on it. Very unique.
Yeah, I was thinking that while we were watching, as many times as I've seen it, I was like, this is actually a cool idea. Kids being raised by a ghost, like, how would that even work?
Right. Supplied a lot of cherries, kept them alive for 5 years.
Yes, you did.
Happening.
It opens really intense, like the opening, how you like the dad's just going into the house and getting the girls. He's like, the car, the door is open and you can hear the radio. So that's the part I think that you didn't hear. The radio is talking about how
I did it. Well, no. I heard that at that moment. I didn't realize that was him.
Yeah.
So I thought he had come home to somebody murdering his wife.
Oh, gotcha.
And that's why he was getting the girls out.
Oh, yeah.
Quickly, because I thought that somebody had killed somebody in the office.
Mm.
And he had spreed the office thinking that person was coming for his family.
Yeah.
I now realize I was wrong, but... Yeah.
He was the one who committed the murder at work.
Figured that out when he had the gun to his temple.
Yeah.
Then that car crash was epic, and how anyone survived that is...
Yeah. Whew. I love the little actress in this, though. She's so good. What is her name? Her name is Megan Charpentier, I guess is how you would say it.
Sure.
But she's not the younger one. This is when they're still younger. But she was... All the little girls that were cast in this were
such a good job.
And when she's like, Daddy, slow down, like, she can tell something's wrong, and she's, like, asking him to slow down the car and trying not to freak out, which is what causes the accident. That slide is intense.
Oh, very intense.
Because they just slide off in silence, and it's like, oh, they don't even do the sound of the crash.
Nope. Which I thought was very well done.
Yeah.
And the scenery, because if you are ever a person who is driven on a road like that, you know you are going... 10 miles an hour at most. You are dropping it down to 5 before you ever make a turn. He was clipping down that at like 60.
It was sunny outside.
It's given on that. So that little girl was right. I would love to know what highway that was.
I don't even know what state that's in, to be honest.
What?
I don't even remember what state it's set in.
No. Not what state.
Oh, you're saying, where they made it?
Where they filmed it. What road that is. Because honestly, I think on a nice spring day, that would be a beautiful drive.
Yeah. When you're not trying to run away and kill your family.
Yeah. And so they come across this cabin in the woods. And apparently, Whitey McWhite Man father has never seen a horror movie before because we're just going right on him.
The little girl, though.
She's like,
I don't like this.
Hung out with Auntie Alicia and Jen, and she's like, there's something going on in there.
There was no reason for her to hesitate because, I mean, she's a little girl. Like, it's a cabin. And then she sees that. She was like, there's somebody inside. She was like, that looks abandoned as fuck and looks like we should not be in there.
Right.
Like, it's little things like that where I'm like, this movie is great because you're like, these are smart characters. That's a smart little girl. But he was too out of his mind to pay attention or listen. So he drags her in reluctant. Well, he yells at her. And the way he yells at her, you can see a kid being like, damn it. I don't want to go, but I have to go because my parents yelling at me.
Right.
So it makes her go in reluctantly.
And then... he gets snatched by an unknown entity, unknown to us at this point. But you can immediately tell, this movie doesn't hide it from you, that it is desirous and wanting to protect those children because the creatures, because we don't really see it, just a comes out of the wall and grabs him and snatches
him. And it was done well because we see it from the little girl's point of view, and he took her glasses off, so it was
right.
Furry, so she wasn't scared because she couldn't even see what it was.
Right. Because the first thing the creature does is provide the girls with food.
Mm-hmm.
Cherries, just cherries for days. Now, let's just talk about this, guys. Those girls would not have looked like that if they had only eaten cherries for 5 years. I'm not saying cherries aren't a great source of nutrition. I'm saying you're not going to look that healthy.
Yeah. I mean, they didn't at first.
What else was Mama bringing you? Because when they find them, it's just a pile of cherries.
Yeah, yeah. And cherries are diuretic, so.
Right.
But they were really skinny. Know.
She tried the cherry juice diet.
Yeah.
No, I teased.
And it worked. No, she was very skinny. I don't think that they tell us the passage of time, but I think it's some time between when we see them.
5 years.
No, I'm not in the cabin. Yes, in the cabin. But I mean, after they find them and then when they see them in the hospital, in the rehab.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
Yeah. Because they were super skinny when they're running around.
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
I mean, with cherries, I guess cherries alone would keep you alive. Not healthy, but alive. Yeah. Okay.
Kids will feed off that. City kids drink Capri Suns and live off, Dunkaroos and stuff. They're fine. So I'm sure natural cherries are probably better off.
Are you disparaging the Dunkaroo?
What?
Trying to disparage the Dunkaroo?
I love the Dunkaroo. I love Capri Suns. I'm just saying.
True.
City kids live off of that stuff every day. I think they'll be okay living off cherries.
From the vitamin C enriched cherries. You're right.
Yeah.
Just saying, no protein for 5 years.
Yeah. I mean, it was a rough life.
Yeah.
But they made it. And it's like how we said this when we were watching it, but like how far did the dad walk that, because now the uncle, we didn't mention this, the dad's got a twin brother who's been searching for the little girls now. For 5 years they've been searching.
Yeah.
And it's like, how far did the dad walk with these two little girls in the snow that it took 5 years for them to find them from the crash site? But I guess with the forest, you have so many different directions you can go, but 5 years?
Nobody checked that cabin?
Well, it's like they didn't even know the cabin was there.
Right.
Which is, it's a small writing thing, but that's not the kind of thing that ruins a movie for me.
But it was a little unique.
Yeah.
5 years and those are the first hunters to come across it? Like,
yeah. And he'd spent all his money by now.
Right. Love that she didn't even care about the money.
Yeah. She was like, oh, you lost your money. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jessica Chastain is his girlfriend in this. I love her character. Because we see her really excited to not be pregnant, so they've established she does not want children.
Right. Or at least not at this age.
At this time in her life, for whatever reason, she does not want children. Because she just took a pregnancy test and she's excited about the negative results. So they're really driving home she does not want to be a mama.
Right. But she loves her boyfriend enough that when the girls are found and he petitions for them, she is on board entirely.
Talk about ride or die. Like,
this was a minimum ride or die at first.
Yeah.
At first. It quickly escalates.
Yeah. But even still, it's basic because she basically gives up her band. She's like, I was in a band. And I'm like, that's a huge thing to be like, I'm going to stop doing my music. Especially if you're, because they're not married. They're just boyfriend and girlfriend. So it's like, you could bounce and say later and it not be a big deal.
Right. But I also think a part of her, because she was there, she saw the girls.
Yeah.
She, you know, she seemed a little bit like a tortured artist soul. Mm-hmm. She saw these young girls. She's like, I don't know. I can't leave them. They've been through so much. They survived 5 years in the woods. Now I'm going to abandon them again. Like,
yeah.
So, I mean, kudos on her for that. Because when we first see the girls, The littlest, Lily, does not come out.
She's not feeling this.
No, the older
life, this new life.
The older one is feral to, like, and the uncle gives her glasses. So that's not how prescriptions work, but let's move on.
What do you mean?
He just hands her a different pair of glasses.
I'm sure that they, like I said, it's been a minute since she's been there. I'm sure they gave her an eye exam and then said, these are the glasses that we have for her. I don't think he just had a pair of baby glasses on hand.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I assumed that he had, had taken a second pair. Because most parents, when you buy kids glasses, usually the place will do buy one, get one half off. Parents usually take advantage of that because your kid is going to break a pair. So what I had assumed is he had taken one of her pairs from the house to have in her in his patch. I thought that was an old pair from when she first.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't think so.
That was just amongst her stuff.
Yeah. They wouldn't have fit her. Like, it was 5 years. Like I said, I think just the amount of time that they were.
You think whatever happened in that hospital is what we're missing.
Yeah. Like, because they wouldn't be in a room.
I didn't feel like you could get close enough to how to do an eye exam.
If it were the little one, no. I think she was a little more open to.
She growled at him.
Maybe they sedated her and made her open her eyes.
Maybe.
But then you can't administer the test. I don't know. It's, okay. I got nothing.
Plot hole.
Yeah.
Prescriptions were. It's fine, whatever. She immediately thinks that that's her dad. So, did she not know about her uncle before?
She did. Because he said Uncle Luke.
After she said, okay.
Yeah, but then just as a kid, she was just like, oh, it's dad. Like,
yeah.
Just because she hadn't seen him in forever.
And he looks exactly like him.
Yeah.
Now then, the mom's sister apparently wants the girls, but nobody knows why, and she's asking for it with no passion, whereas Uncle Luke has a lot of passion.
He was the one sending people out to find them. Like, I don't know where she came from. I'm like, what motivation does she have?
Are you? We have not seen you. You did not seem to care when
they
were missing and gone. So.
And now all of a sudden they're your biggest passion in life.
Right. And now the poor man's Tony Shalhoub.
The wish.com Tony.
Yeah. He's the psychiatrist that's been working with these girls. And he says, hey, you let me continue to work on them for clearly some thesis book project, creepy thing I'm doing, but I'm not going to tell you about
it. He just wants an award.
Yeah.
Or to be published in some medical journal.
Beautiful house. I'd be very torn about that because, just hear me out, this is clearly the doctor that they have been working with.
Yeah.
So to start over with somebody new on progress could set the girls back.
Mm-hmm.
We don't like him, but I can see if your Uncle Luke and this man is saying, listen, you can keep these girls. If I can do X, you can do Y. Let's work together. Why that might seem like a very good compromise.
Oh, yeah. I'm like, I get it. Like,
I get why.
At the house, like, I get why you would go with him. And then he's going to back you up for the court. And he knows them best. So I would definitely still go with him just because I had to. But I wouldn't be like, oh, he cares. I mean, I would be watching his every move.
So they get into the beautiful house and, the girls meet Annabelle and she, they call her mom at first and she says no.
Nope. She puts the kibosh on that so fast.
But also rightfully so. Like,
oh yeah. She wasn't wrong about it.
and she realized what she said and she reeled it back very quickly. Like, Annabelle, Anna, like, she gave them a lot of options. Like, she realized, she was like, well, they shouldn't call me mom, but...
but I could be a little nicer about it.
Yeah. And so everybody seems to be doing okay in the house.
They're still adjusting?
They're still adjusting, but it's fine. It's going okay. Nobody's... I mean, sure, the little one is trying to live in a...
box. Whatever. It's fine. Kids do that.
The world's fattest Dachshund has managed to survive these last 5 years.
I love that little dog.
Dachshunds are just amazing creatures, because, like,
so cute.
If I was a Dachshund walking my big belly on those little legs, I'd just give up. I'd be like, well, this is where I'm sitting.
Not meant for me.
This is it. You would never find me more than 10 steps from the food bowl at any time.
Because I gotta, not doing it.
Those, uh-huh. There's the two, you're not getting great steps on those things, okay? You're not making it, you're not traveling a distance. I saw a picture of a Great Dane running the other day. Now those things are getting distance.
Yeah, Great Danes are huge. They're like little horses.
I mean, they're so adorable. They truly are gentle giants, but like, how much property and how big is your house that you can even own that?
And all I think about are the poops. I'm not picking that up. Mm-mm.
Good point. I had not even considered that.
That's all. Whenever I see the size of a dog, all I think about is how big is the poop I'm going to have to pick up. So when I see a dog that big, I'm like, not even on my radar. Nope.
That's why Rachel, she's real into the Dachshund. Yeah, Dachshunds are cute. I would totally have
it. I would lose that poop in the grass and I'd be okay with it. I'd be like, I can't even find
it. It's like a rabbit at that point. And they're very excited that the Dachshund is there. I don't remember the Dachshund's name. Fatty McFattify.
Fatty McFiat.
But he's there and the girls are very happy. And the first few days are just getting adjusted. But we as the audience are seeing things that Luke and Annabelle are not seeing.
Yeah. Also done very well.
The main one being the tug of war, which they did so well, because at first you do think it's the two girls.
Yeah.
And then you see the other girl walk. Lily's doing tug of war.
Well, yeah.
Victoria walks. And then you hear Lily get hurt.
Yeah.
Annabelle's going and Victoria stops her.
Yeah, first you see Lily, there's nobody else, and it's the split view, and you see her in the room, and then you see Annabelle, so you're like, oh, okay, it's Lily and Victoria playing, mm-hmm. And then as Annabelle's coming closer, then Victoria comes behind Annabelle, and she's like, hey, come back this way, and then you see Lily, like, being tugged, and you're like, oh, it's neither of them, so.
Right.
Yeah.
Very, very well done.
And when she goes back into the room, she takes her glasses off. And so you know that Mama's like, don't wear those glasses. Those aren't you. Because when she grew up without those glasses on.
Right. Which is very weird. Then they're doing the therapy in which Mama is being discussed with the therapist. And the therapist believes that Victoria is disassociating, has made this entity protect her and Lily while they were in that cabin, that it's not a real entity. And Jen brought up, nobody is making up entity.
No kid. Not a child.
Not a child. A child's
not going to make up an authority figure. Like, they already, did he read Lord of the Flies? Like,
that's us making up a boss.
Yeah. Like, why would I do that?
We're not doing that. No one's doing that.
Gonna make up somebody to tell me what to do? Are you kidding me?
No.
I'm my own boss, damn it.
The people of my imagination are giving in to me freely, lovingly, and letting me live without abandon.
I am king in my imagination. Yeah, what are you talking about?
I'm the queen of a small country that has no other inhabitants.
Right.
Somehow I'm also very wealthy. It's a great imaginary universe. Encompassed for myself.
It's a great place.
It's a great place. Somehow there's food all the time, but nobody's
Though I'm the only person there.
Right. It's fantastic. The lawn always gets mowed. I have no clue. About it. Never snows in my imaginary land. So yeah, no kid is making up
an authority figure. Like, no,
not happening.
But because he's a psychologist, he knows best, and he can label it, and he knows what's going on.
Right.
Instead of actually listening to the child.
Now, Mama's like, I gotta fucking get rid of Luke. I mean, gee.
And she probably thinks that he's the dad. She's like, I killed this son of a bitch already. Why are you back?
True. And she throws him down those stairs. As a woman who's fallen downstairs many times, guys, many times, that was fucking impressive. Like, really impressive.
Would you give it a 10?
I would give it a 10 on a fall, for sure. I was like, oh, that motherfucker's dead. No. God bless Uncle Luke.
He hung on.
Not gone. And he is in the hospital, and somehow the doctor convinces Annabelle to keep the children.
Yes.
And things are going from bad to worse.
And she does. Yeah. Another chance for her to bounce and say, I did not sign. Not only did I not sign up to raise children with you, but I didn't sign up to raise your nieces by myself.
Right.
So had she bounced, couldn't even be mad at her. But she did not.
She did not. Listen, Jessica Chastain plays women who hold it down. I mean, she's throwing flares at dinosaurs. This bitch can't be stopped. And
game. Yes.
Yeah. Things are quickly going from bad to worse in this house. Mama's trying to get to her any which way but Sunday. Lily is all about the mama. Victoria is not. Victoria's like, we got a chance for a new life. Let's get rid of this bitch.
Yeah, Victoria's like, I kind of like it over here.
Yeah.
Lily is not having
it. These are clean. I'm given food besides cherries.
Yeah. My hair is combed. Like, things I are don't smell.
My feet are clean.
Yep. I just have to say, the actress who plays Lily, I don't know, how do you get like a 4-year-old to play Feral? Like, what do you tell her?
I mean, have you not been around a lot of
friends? I mean, you're right. They're already halfway there. Right. But to get them to intentionally, like, the way she does it, too, is just like, wow.
Just be like, listen, kid, whatever you've ever wanted to do, you want to live in a box, go live in that box. You don't want to wear shoes, we're not going to make
you. We're not going to put shoes on. You want to eat moths?
Yeah, eat a moth. You want to climb on this wall? We're going to let you climb on this. Pretty much, Lily is just a toddler without a parent present to say no. That's true. I won't supervise TJ for 24 hours. I'll just keep a camera on him.
Yes, and then we'll see how feral he gets.
Same movie.
She actually didn't speak a lot of English, which is why she didn't have a lot of lines.
But I think that added to it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I'm saying that, and that made it even better.
And the little girl who plays Victoria is just, first of all, her face acting for a child that young was very, very good. Really liked that.
She turns 21 this year in May.
That makes me feel old.
And do you know what other movie she's in that I just looked up?
No.
She's in It.
Well, oh, that makes sense. Oh, she's the girl.
She's
that
the bully.
Yeah.
When I saw it, I was like, that is her. That
makes sense, because they were both Andy Muschietti.
Yeah.
So long story short, Luke gets called upon by his dead brother to save his
children. Again, why are you coming at me like a creep ass? Like, just make it a phone call and speak correctly, or write on the foggy window. But that whole...
I don't know. That was a little...
Why are you coming at me like that?
Little much. So, Luke is like, I'm getting out of the hospital. And in the meantime, the psychiatrist is investigating the story that Victoria has made up about Mama and is realizing this is a true story. Mama actually shows her story to Annabelle in a
Nightmare.
I want to say Dream of London. That ain't right. And this woman literally is running with her child, kills her child, and drops both of them over the edge of a cliff.
Yeah.
What we later find out is the baby was recovered, but not Mama.
Yeah, they just left her ass in the lake, apparently.
And then the baby's remains, obviously, since the mother was dead, were never claimed and just ended up in a box on a shelf somewhere. That's fucking creepy.
So I guess you could say, like, she didn't know what happened to her baby.
Right, that's what, well, that, yeah. Victoria does say that. She's like, yeah. She doesn't know, and so.
Yeah, yeah.
And now we get to the apex of the movie in which the girls have gone, well, they're not missing yet.
No. Aunt Jean comes over.
Trying to get Annabelle. Mama knocks Annabelle out. Mm-hmm. At the same time that is happening, Aunt, we call her Aunt Karen.
Aunt Jean.
She's a real Karen. What was her name? Jean?
Jean, yeah.
Aunt Jean comes over. Aunt Jean gets got. Thank the fucking Lord, because she was worthless.
She got going to the cabin, though, not to the house. She got, because she went to the house and then had her little conflict with Annabelle because Annabelle forgot what day it was, because God bless her, she's taking care of two kids.
No, Aunt Jean comes
back. Oh, no, that's right.
She comes back into the house. I had forgotten.
But they do find her at the cabin. That's why.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
They find her at the cabin. Yeah, her body.
her crust of a shell.
But she has got, first of all, this is what you get, Aunt Jean, for breaking and entering. Careful, the door wasn't unlocked. Nobody lets you in. Yeah. Nobody lets your aunt punk ass in. Don't walk in the door.
Yeah. Rule number one.
Number one, this is how you get out. And at this point in the movie, Mama's going on a killing spree. So we've taken out Aunt Jean. We're trying to take out Uncle Luke.
The psychologist thought it was a good idea to go to the cabin at night by himself.
Right.
At night. Why?
Night is always the best time.
Why?
So your head's going to get broken because, I mean, if we're going to do it right.
Yeah. But that was a creepy scene.
Had we cast Tony Shalhoub, he would have known better than to go at night.
He wouldn't have got. No. Not like that.
Not like that.
I like that scene with the flashes and you can hear her and then... She gets closer with the flashing. I thought that was a cool scene.
So now
she's trying to suck out Annabelle's back.
Anybody who's trying to get between her and the girls are getting got. And now she takes the girls. Annabelle wakes up because once again, Mama, you're not fully killing anyone. You managed to fully kill one person in this movie. That was the dad, and he was weak as shit to begin with. She doesn't feel... I mean, yes, the psychiatrist and Aunt June, but once again, very weak people.
Yeah.
Like
they stop her from killing Annabelle. They ask her to stop.
Right. The girl.
But even... And that scene was good, too, where Lily's, like, happy, and she's like, oh, Mama, and she's putting her arms out to Mama, and Victoria's like, Lily, she's mad. And then right as Lily looks up, and then Mama runs at her.
Yeah.
I love that shot because it's so fast. When Mama charges this way, Lily and Victoria are halfway up the stairs. It's so good.
So she gets them. And now we're going to sit them on a freezing ass thing. What's it? All the ceremonies, et cetera. Mama, you've got them. Just take them.
No.
We don't got time for this. You didn't fully kill Annabelle. You haven't killed Luke yet. People are coming, and they know where you're going to go. Now, and God bless Annabelle. She figures it out fairly quickly, gets the baby, and goes, almost kills Luke in the process because she dropped too fast. They get in the car. They get there. They got to that cliff real quick, by the way.
For sure, they were hauling ass.
But here's my thing. Going back to what you were saying. This cabin couldn't have been far in the woods because they park, get to the cabin, walk through the cabin, Finding June and dead wish Tony Shalhoub, and then look and see them on the pier on the cliff. The cliff,
yeah.
Like, well, we gotta get to the cliff, and then they're at the
cliff. And then they're at the cliff, yeah. Yep.
I mean, I understand it's a movie, but...
Look, those kinds of things are funny. You're like, what exactly is the timing here?
They look like Olympic runners to me.
Yeah.
Not, one of them is not Usain Bolt. What is happening? Yeah. And Mama's doing this whole ritual with headdresses and stuff, and Luke goes and gets the girls and is getting in the process of getting got when Annabelle comes up behind him. She was running a little slower and presents Mama's baby.
Mm-hmm.
Which is just a decayed corpse. Yeah,
little baby corpse.
Not great, not great. And Mama has her baby. She is happy. They are leaving with Victoria and Lily when Lily screws the pooch and screams for Mama.
Ugh. Yeah. And
Mama realizes they're getting away.
Breaks her right out of, because she's like back in her, she's become Mom again. She's become alive again and she's all with her baby. Yeah.
Yeah. Snaps her right out of that. And she throws down Luke, throws down Annabelle. Luke goes down hard, though. And even Victoria's like, Annabelle, please just sleep. Just stop fighting her. Just sleep. And Annabelle, God bless her. This is what we're talking about, ride or die. She will not, I tell you, I don't know if some crazy ghost woman's trying to take the kids. And I have been beaten to a bloody pulp. I don't know that I have it in me. I would hope so, but like, I know if it was TJ, I would, but like.
But your boyfriend's nieces, it's kind of like, oof.
5 months, like.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But she was fighting. But they do have, but it's like, they did build, it wasn't like out of nowhere. It was very organic, her relationship towards them. Because even with that scene with Lily, where Lily's fighting and struggling, like she finds Lily outside.
Right.
And she's like, you gotta be shitting me. And she takes her inside and Lily's just fighting her. And then she frees on the hand. That whole scene, I love that scene too. It's so
very organic.
Just see it. So then that way, when that scene happens, you're not like this. What?
I like that she wouldn't give up with Lily in that moment.
Right.
She kept crying.
Which shows. So then it's connected, and you're not just like, oh, why does she care about the girls this much all of a sudden? It's like it was a very well paced, well.
I agree.
Progressed movie.
And then Victoria is being held by Annabelle. Victoria is reaching for Lily. Lily is choosing Mama.
Mm-hmm. She's saying Victoria's Day.
Yeah.
And no. But Lily's like, I want to go. Let's go. Let's go be with Mama.
Yeah. And I mean, you get it. Because Victoria knew a life for Mama. Lily didn't. All Lily knows.
She knew, yeah.
So you get it from that child's perspective. You understand it.
Because she was like, 1 or 2 years old when they ended up at the cabin?
Not even one, because she wasn't... We didn't see her. He carried her, so he... She looked to be about, if one, a brand new one, not deep into, not like one, week ago. brand new one. Also, I understand you have to get out of there faster because you've just killed your wife. And apparently someone else. But you can't grab some blankets in the dead of winter on the way out? Like, I run by my couch, there are 5 blankets I can grab on the way out.
But he's going to kill himself. He don't care. What does he need blankets for?
Do you think his plan was to kill himself and his children?
Oh, yeah. He was going to kill them all. He was going to kill them.
Drive away. Well, then, Adam, I mean, he was having a bad day, clearly.
Yeah, he his logic wasn't all there, obviously. But yeah, his plan was to kill them.
Though, if we got into a car accident in my car, guys, we are fine for months. I've got snacks. I've got beverages. I've got blankets. I've got extra coats. You need soap? I got soap. You need wipes? I got wipes. I even have chairs in my car. We are good people. I've got a lighter. I've got flashlights. I got a first aid kit. I am ready. People are like, the car is so messy. I'm like, no, it's got all we need. Should an emergency occur? It's got books I never plan on reading, but I can use for fire.
But they'll be ready.
I'm ready.
Zombie apocalypse hits? I'm good.
I'm good. Now, are these any snacks of nutrition? No, but we'll be looking great on Twix, M&Ms. Great, just fabulous. Does his car have nothing? Because the girls think clearly you didn't walk that far.
Yeah.
So,
I don't know where he was driving to, or maybe after the crash he was just like, "F it, I'm just gonna kill myself and him." I don't know.
Yeah, no,
because it doesn't make sense that he was driving.
Plan. He was not with a plan.
No, he had no plan.
No plan. That's okay. So
Lily's picking Mama. She's like, I want to be.
So she's with Mama, and Victoria picks Uncle Luke and Annabelle, and that is where the movie. Well, you see Mama, and
it's very beautiful the way it's done, because she takes Lily and they float up, and the acting of Victoria, amazing again, like, because you can see that she wants to be with her sister, but she's like, I don't want to go like that. Like, she realizes Mama and wants nothing good for them, so, but you gotta let her go because she's made her choice. So Mama floats up into the air and then throws the cloak around herself and Lily, and then they just float for a minute, and you can just see Lily like looking into her, and I wonder know what the actress was looking at. Because she's, like, looking at her so endearingly. It's very cute.
I wonder, because obviously it was green screen, if the actress was being held by her real mother.
By her real mom, yeah. It could be, because the way she was looking at her was, like...
She was a good actress before, but I don't even think a four-year-old could fake this. My thought process is they probably had her
real mom. Right, had her real mom. Yeah, which would make sense, and I wouldn't even call
that. Her dad, yeah.
I would call that inventive on the crew or on the director's part to do that, because that look was so... Like, you weren't even sad. You're just like, oh, wow, she's happy, like, with the choice she made.
I wonder how many times her real mom was used.
Yeah.
You know?
To get the reactions for Mama.
Yes, I do. Because, once again, like we said, she's four. There's only so much you can get from a four-year-old. And also, I do know that the filming laws do require what...
parent has to...
Now, parent must be... I know in, like, the 80s and 90s it wasn't like that, but now they must...
Because of the 80s and 90s, now it's like that. Now we need you on set.
Yeah, please be here. So my thought process is they probably use the regular mom as the mama body double for that, those scenes. Kudos on them for making that choice, because they got the most out of that little girl that you could get from a four-year-old. So beautiful choice. Overall, how many heels you giving this bad boy?
10. I love this movie.
Me too.
I own it on Blu-ray. It's so well done. And a lot of people are like, it's so much CGI. And for me, ghost stories don't bother me as much with CGI, because you can't get that fluid move. Like,
where else do you think we're going with that?
What practical effect can you use that's going to look like that? There's not one. Like,
it looked so... Yes, I agree. It was a lot of CGI, but it was well done.
It was well done. And it looked like a ghost. Like,
right.
When you do it with something real... It looks fake because it's like, oh, it's not supposed to be there. But a ghost is not supposed to look like it's part of this world. So it fits because it's ethereal and supernatural. Yeah. So it's not supposed to look grounded in the world, if that makes sense.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I thought it was I thought it was so well done. It's one of my favorite horror movies. Especially from the 2000s, because we were in kind of a dry spell there with horror at that time. It was actually a man who played Mama.
Oh, the,
Yeah, for, like, the body part, for the real actual butt the story.
App for her.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can see that. Those hands.
Yeah, the arms.
What kind of fake nails they put on those. Those were some hands.
That's what you're looking at.
Ma'am.
What?
So if you were a man, fabulous hands. But... any additional thoughts?
This is interesting. The moths that Lily's eating in the hospital were made of chocolate. But the little girl doesn't even like chocolate, so she might as well be eating moths.
Oh, the act, like the girl that played her.
Girl, yeah, she doesn't like chocolate. Aw.
Aw, poor thing.
And you would give it 10 as well?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's very well done. The pacing is good. Because you don't know for a while that creature has followed them. It takes a little bit of time.
And it's done very creepy. There's not a lot of jump scares. Like, there's a few, and they're well done.
Fun.
And it's more of a creep factor.
But most of it is very behind the scenes. Like, when Annabelle comes into the bedroom, and she's like, oh, Lily, you scared me.
Yeah.
And Victoria goes, Annabelle, breakfast, Lily's hungry. And she's like,
what?
That's not Lily in the closet. Okay, I'm just gonna check this out. And then Victoria, I guess, can tell that Mama is... She keeps protecting Annabelle.
Yeah, yeah.
But in a very well subtle way, because I think she was also... Because, I mean, you can tell. Mama can tell everything that's going on. So she's not, like, pulling Annabelle to the side and being like, listen, so... Ghost is attached to us, and we're in a little bit of danger here, because then Mama would have been out of state.
Yeah, she would have just killed her immediately.
Yeah,
and I like the foreshadowing in the bathroom scene, which I didn't notice before. But when Victoria's upset and she helps her to open the jar, and she's like, "What's wrong?" And then Annabelle's like, "She wants to hurt you." One of those warning moments, but she's not loud about it. Yeah. And then she like gets up to leave, and Annabelle grabs the rope of the tie of her robe. And then that's what stops Victoria from just leaving immediately. And so then you see that later when she stops her on the cliff.
Yeah.
She grabs the rope of the rope. So I think that was a cool little foreshadowing of her grabbing her and stopping her.
Hmm.
But yeah, 10 heels. I love this movie so much.
So I think we're going to stay with this fabulous wintry theme and do The Lodge.
Ooh, okay. Week. Yeah.
That's the one with Felicia Silverstone?
Yes.
Yes. Which I had assumed she was the main mom in the movie because she was top billed, which makes sense. She is Alicia Silverstone, but I just assumed it. Jen, spoiler alert, has told me she's not, so whatever. As if.
That's what they just used her name to get it out there. Because everyone loves an Alicia.
Yes.
So yeah, The Lodge, another wintry film.
Yeah, I think maybe a Misery.
Ooh, yeah.
I mean, I would say Storm of the Century, but that's a 6-hour movie. We will be here all day.
Oh, yeah, we ain't got that kind of time.
I mean, maybe next year if we plan ahead, we could do like it in 3 parts or something.
Yeah, 2 hours at a time or something.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Or we'll have a Patreon by then and it'll be exclusive content.
Exclusive content. Just exclusive content.
Yeah.
Well,
not exclusive.
2 subscribers, Chris and Joel.
If you guys have any good winter movies, you know, message us with it or something. Let us know. We also have Valentine's Day coming up. We did My Bloody Valentine last year, so we're gonna have to come up with some new. Love theme.
Any romance movie really is a horror movie. Let's just put on The Notebook and we can hear Alicia scream into the abyss. Notebook. I have the funniest story. Our group left. So my uncle had gotten the DVD, and I had headed over to his summer house, and he was watching it, and he goes, "Alicia, I don't understand this movie. I was watching it, and then I paused it to go answer the phone. And now I'm back. And I don't know. They seem to be jumping all over the place. At some point after he paused and came back, my uncle ended up on deleted scenes. He's like, oh, why do I even try with technology? I'm like, I don't know
why. Why do they keep flipping around? What's happening?
Yeah. He's like, they went from a dress fitting to something else. I'm like, Uncle Tay. I had never seen the movie, and I will never see the movie. I just hit pause, and I'm like, because you're in deleted scenes. Like, the menu immediately told me where I was.
Deleted scenes. Only, how did he even do that? Only a people, senior person.
A certain generation.
Could accomplish that.
Also referred to as boomers. Can accomplish this.
Yeah,
real. But, yeah, no, we'll figure out something for Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
I mean, there's got to be some B-horror Valentine's Day movie in which Cupid goes awry, right?
Oh, my God. If there's not, I need to write it.
You know what? We will ask Kyle, who hosts a lot of the trashy movie nights. I feel like Kyle would know if there's...
We got to do a trashy month.
But we have to have, like, Kyle on.
I was going to say, we'll have Kyle on for one episode.
Yeah, you would love
that
it.
That would be amazing.
That would be so much
Kyle, fun. Kyle, you're coming on the show. Get ready.
Get ready. And if anybody else wants to come on the show, really.
Let us know. Now. Get in there before our books get full.
Our books are filling up fast. We got to sound like a used car dealership.
Everybody, they're going fast. Well, everybody wants a spot on Horror and Heels. It's the place to be. Let's go, people. Don't drag your feet.
Speaking of, our boys over at the Post Credit Podcast have asked us to do Killer Clowns from Outer Space. My husband perked up when he heard that. I was like, this is the movie you're perking up for. Okay, my husband. He goes, oh, that's a good movie. I'm like,
Have you seen it?
It's space horror. My husband has a weird obsession with space. No other horror.
He needs to see Alien Factor then, because that movie is wild.
Yeah.
Wild.
I'll make him watch Clownado with me. No, I kid. I can't watch that again.
Let's never speak of Clownado again.
That was your fault.
You say that like I'd seen it, and I put it upon you. I had never seen it.
I feel like you had. That's your story, and you're sticking to
it. God, I hated that movie. Oh, sometimes God. You kick a dud. It happens.
I noped out. I was like, guys, I love you all, but I don't got 40 more minutes of this in me.
I don't even want 40 I have in me already.
Like, I can give those back. Oh, God. Sometimes such interesting things.
But Mama is on HBO Max in case you want to watch it again or for the first time just because of our little chat.
You know, and I have to say, like, I was always like, when I first started listening to podcasts, I was like, who would listen to a podcast about a movie they've never seen? But the thing is, see, I guess because I'm not a spoiler, I'm never concerned about spoilers. I'll read IMDb, and then if I like what it says, I'm still going to watch it.
Yeah.
So for me, I can knock this out in an hour and 4 minutes, and while I'm commuting, and if people I like are saying good things about the movie, then I'm like, okay, I'll sit down for an hour and 45.
Yeah.
People I've liked have said good things, and I also am not great with the anxiety of the unknown. I think it's why I watch that. Well, they do say, psychologists say all the time, the reason we rewatch things
is because we know what's going to happen.
Very comforting to us.
Yeah.
So I think maybe that's also partially why I tend to either watch movies that I've read the novel for, or I skim an IMDb or a Wikipedia before, because I just like that comfort level.
I was going to ask you because you said that watching went in a different direction than what you were expecting when you read the description. So what did you think it was going to be?
Oh, I thought that one of the little girls was going to actually be possessed.
Oh, okay. You thought it was a possession movie. Got it.
Yes.
Okay.
That whatever was with them had, like, the thing physically attached.
Got it. Okay. That would have been another version, but
I don't think it would have been bad. I think I liked this better, though, because first of all, both of the girls were making choices, whether you agree or not, neither one of them being controlled, so to speak.
Right.
Whereas if they were getting possessed, they were being controlled. So, but I think the possession could have been interesting as well. Although I do feel like a lot of there have been, and very well done, but several young kid possession movies.
Yeah, it's
something we had definitely not
seen. Yeah, children being raised by a ghost. Oh, damn it. I was just going to say something. What was it? We're talking about...
Jen's getting old.
So. They're making choices. Oh. Oh, my God. Oh, that's what I was going to say. So, like, I'm always like, how are they going to explain this to the authorities? Like, what are they going to say happened to Lily? I can't let it ruin the movie for me.
They're on the lam now.
Like, they can't, like... There's no way they can be like, well, she jumped off the cliff with mom and blew up into a bunch of moths. So that's what happened. But with the bodies of Aunt Jean and the psychiatrist, it's like, can you explain that? How could we make her look like that?
Right.
Within a few hours. Like, there's got to be something. But anyway, that's just some one thing I think about. I'm like, that's technically a happy ending, but that's hard to explain.
Yeah, you're
on. They're going to have to, like, fugitives now because there's no way. They have to change their name. She's going to grow her hair out.
Yeah. Well, thank God.
That was a rough haircut on Jessica.
Yeah, it was not the haircut for her. They should have gone. They just. Beautiful woman who, like myself, we cannot have hair at our chin. It's not the hair place for us. We
even
be above in a pixie. Or below. We can't be here.
No.
We just cannot be stopped in this general area.
Yeah.
Can't. We do not have the face shape for it.
It's too strong when you got too strong a
feature. Guys, I'm not trying to say I'm as beautiful as Jessica Chastain.
No, but you're talking about your style.
We have a similar face shape.
Right.
And that face shape does not lend itself to this.
Right. That's just not good. Same here. Like, I can wear a wig. Like, I pull off wigs at that style, but that's because that hair is perfect. Your flapper
wig at that style was very nice.
My what?
Your flapper wig.
With because it's perfect.
Right.
And it's done very perfectly. If I cut my hair to be that, like, my hair to be that short, it would not work.
But I also think that was a wig on Jessica, so.
Oh, probably. All right. Any final words?
I mean, so many final words, but no, we're good. We're at an hour and 9. I gotta tell you, I listened to the Taste Buds podcast with Sal and Joey DeRosa, and Joey DeRosa is like a time Nazi. He's always asking Pimp how much time we got left, which,
we don't have that structure here.
We don't have any structure here. No, we need a homeless Pimp. We had Fred for a hot minute. He left us, but he also wasn't on the recordings with us.
Fred's so 2021.
Yeah. We're in 2022. If anybody would like to apply to be the new Fred, please. It's an unpaid internship.
It's a thankless job. You don't want it, but if you want it.
If you want it.
Or a video editor.
Yeah, please, because I think it's my turn this week. So who knows what's happening? I've also realized that whilst I did mute myself while yawning, you're all just gonna see it. Jen kept talking, so you're all.
I know. I was like, damn it, I should have stopped.
I was like,
Jen, just think about these visuals. Oh,
yeah, we keep forgetting that we.
Okay, all right, y'all. Well,
we out.
Have a good week.
Happy
to we will see you next week. For The Lodge. Oh, it's on Hulu. The Lodge, yes. So brush up on that. And we'll see you next Friday.
Bye.
Bye.